Ireland's migration numbers are too high. The system is not built to deal with such large numbers, and the issue needs to be considered in a serious way by the government. That is according to the Taoiseach Simon Harris, who said yesterday that while immigration was a good thing, it is taking too long for people who are told that they don't have a right to be here to be removed from the country. He made the comments to reporters outside government buildings yesterday. Let's take a listen.
Our migration numbers are too high, and the system is not built to deal with such large numbers. Immigration is a good thing in Ireland. We benefit from immigration. Look at our health service, look at so many parts of our economy. All of that is good. And there are many legal pathways for migration, work permits and the likes. And of course, we have international obligations. But our migration numbers are too high. And I think that is really an issue that needs to be considered in a very serious way by government. I think one of the reasons they're so high is that there are too many people who come to this country and who are told they do not have a right to be here, and it is taking too long for them to be removed from the country. I welcome the work that the Minister for Justice has started around deportation flights, around improving processing times. I do think the Asylum Pact will also help in terms of secondary movements and being able to return people. But I think we have to be honest. I think we have to listen to the people of this country who have said, who I believe are saying to us, look, we used to live in a country where around 3,000 people sought international protection each year. That number has gone to in and around 20,000, sometimes a little above it, sometimes a little below it. That is a very, very significant increase, and it is too high.
That's the Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking to reporters outside government buildings yesterday. We're joined in our studio now by the Fine Gael TD for Dunleary, Barry Ward, and the Social Democrat spokesperson on Justice and Home Affairs, Gary Gannon. Thank you both for coming in to speak with us today. Gary Gannon, you heard the Taoiseach's comments there in response to questions from reporters. What did you make of them?
I think if the average punter on the street said that, you would have to say, fair enough, there does seem to be a huge amount of challenges in our system. But this is the second authority of the state, the Taoiseach, at a time when we need calm heads, we need leadership, we need fact-based argument. And he's effectively just speaking as if he's a commentator rather than someone who's supposed to legislate. So, I mean, what he could have also said was our numbers this year have also, up to July period, decreased by 40% on last year. He could have talked about the absolute failures in our system that he's presided over for 10 years and how he was going to address them. There is absolutely lags within the system. People are being caught up within that for years. But that's a failure of management. We have a management crisis in this country, and Simon Harris is very much to the fore of responsibility for that.
What do you think about the timing of these comments coming in the aftermath of the violent protests we saw at City West last week?
I mean, coming in the aftermath of the violent protests, I think these comments have the potential to be inflammatory. They don't add anything substantial to the debate. They don't talk about the fact that there are people here who have contributed hugely to our country. They don't talk about how we're going to address the silos in the system. And it's not only in relation to the violent incidents outside City West, it's also a person struggling for relevancy following what happened in the presidential election last week. And I just think he needs to be a hell of a lot more careful than what he's been.
Barry Ward, there were chants outside those protests at City West last week from some members of the crowd who shouted, "Get them out." Isn't there a huge risk when you have comments that we heard yesterday, the likes of what we heard from Simon Harris, that they will only inflame tensions further and that they will give people licence to make comments like that and licence to do the type of things that they did out at City West last week?
Well, what happened at City West was not just disgusting and abhorrent, it was totally illegal. And it's entirely removed from the measured comments of the Taoiseach, which are absolutely factually correct. He has identified the fact that we do have massive pressure on our migration system. There's no disputing that. What we also have, despite what Gary has said, is huge investment in that system. And we have massively reduced also the waiting times for the processing of applications, which makes it easier to deal with people who are coming here seeking international
None of that was highlighted by the Taoiseach yesterday. Yeah. Why did he not choose to highlight the fact that the international protection, the number of international protection applicants are falling by 40%, which is around 6,000 fewer people looking for international protection this year compared to last year?
Even with those reductions, we're still talking about mid-teens and thousands of people coming here compared to 3,000 just a few years ago. So there is still huge pressure on the system. Now, I would make lots of criticism of the system, and I think that there are problems, for example, with information flows. The department is not nearly frank enough with people in local communities about what's happening. We need to speed up the times. We need to be more effective in terms of when deportation orders have been made, that people are not remaining here for months and months and months, that those orders are given effect. But just to be absolutely clear, what the Taoiseach said is absolutely correct. And Gary seems to suggest that because he's a Taoiseach, he shouldn't be expressing a view in relation to these things.
No, I didn't say that. You're saying that
because he's not a puncher in the
street. All right, I'll let Gary Gannon respond to
that.
Yeah,
Barry, I think what you're trying to suggest there is that the Taoiseach can be a commentator. What he actually should be is a legislator.
So, Barry,
you
know that we have to migrate.
We'll have one voice at a time. Just let Gary speak for a moment.
The migration pact that is going through, that has been transposed into law at the moment and will come into law in June. There wasn't a single Fine Gael member who, at the Justice Committee, where we spent 7 hours debating that, looking at the legislation, the absence of information, the heads of bills are standing as placeholders, who asked a single question. So when the Taoiseach comes out yesterday, and we know what he's trying to do there, there is a huge level of fear, there is anger. We need leadership. What he offered yesterday is the absence of that. Look, this legislation that's going through the Dáil at the moment, I voted against the Migration Pact, but it's going through the
Dáil. Which is part of the solution. But there are two important points from what Gary has just said. The first is that anybody who engages in a discussion on this issue or raises an issue, that any politician who raises an issue in relation to this, this is the kind of thing that they meet. If we want to have an actual reasonable debate about this, then people have to be able to express views, including ministers, including the Taoiseach. That's the way a democratic discussion works. But the second thing is, Gary talks about this, like opposing the Migration Pact, which is part of the stated solution to this. We have massively improved processing times, down from 4 years to 12 weeks for people from priority countries.
And again, none of that was highlighted yesterday. Gary Gannon, why do you think the Taoiseach chose to make the comments in the way he did yesterday?
I can't understand why you choose that. Look, I'm going to have to see in the context of the presidential election. Maybe he's trying to go down the Nigel Farage route. We see how that's working for Keir Starmer.
Gary, you know that's ridiculous.
Let's hear Gary first and I'll come to you then, Barry.
We have blockages in the system. So people in the appeals process are there for 10 months on top of the period that they're already staying. That's a problem of resource in the IPAT system. We've had an 8-fold increase in appeals over the last 8 years. We've only had a 50% increase in staffing in the IPAT system. There is all sorts of solutions that we can point to, but when we speak as public representatives, and we should always be able to speak, it should be informed, it should seek to understand.
What was ill-informed about what the Taoiseach said? Nothing. Everything he said is factually correct.
Migration numbers
are
too high.
Gary talks about resources. Gary talks about resources. The EU Migration Pact is the way that we get resources into this country to deal with this issue.
When that came to the committee, there wasn't a single Fine Gael politician who asked a question.
The point is,
and it still hasn't been addressed. Is there a common travel area?
When a member of the government makes a statement about this, your go-to place is, this is the result of the presidential election, which is not a reasonable discussion.
Was this not, though, a classic case of political deflection on the part of your party leader at a time when he's under pressure after the presidential election?
I don't believe he is under pressure.
To come out and start raising questions about immigration.
I genuinely do not see the basis for a comment like that. And Gary says it's to score a political point, and I get that. That's what Social Democrat politicians do. But the reality is, when the Taoiseach is going into cabinet, he's doorstepped outside government buildings. He has asked questions. This is a question that he answered. When we make comments about the immigration system, or the migration system, I should say, and the international protection system, unless they are full-throatedly saying one thing, then certain members of the opposition choose to turn that into the kind of dog whistle that Gary has just used there. That is never going to be helpful to the debate
Barry,
on this
the Taoiseach said yesterday immigration numbers are too high.
And they are too high, Gary.
That's absolutely fine.
You're saying they're too high because you're saying we can't deal with
them. Can you tell me how that would be addressed? Because we know this happens in ebbs and flows. So after COVID, for example, there was an increase in people travel. Obviously, after the Ukraine war, there was an increase in people seeking sanctuary. So when he says they're too high, how is he suggesting we address that? Because
there's two ways. I'll answer the question. There's two ways. The first is the EU Migration Pact, which is one of the systems by which we get resources into the country and methods whereby we can deal with the problem. The second one, and this is a specific point that he raised, is in relation to giving effect to deportation orders. We know there are many, many people in the system who are the subject of deportation orders, who've been told that they have to leave, who are still even in IPAS accommodation. So if they're staying here, that's adding to the pressure.
Last word to Gary.
So what he said about deportation orders was that people should be detained, that they're not leaving. He's also, we don't know how many people are presently in the country with deportation orders. Our prisons are 124% at capacity. Are we suggesting that we keep thousands of people in our prison systems?
I'm not suggesting that, but you asked me the question about what the Taoiseach is saying we should do about the migration system. He has identified a pinch point within the system which is creating further pressure on IPAS, on the IPO and all the other systems, and that does need to be dealt with.
And we have to leave it there. Fine Gael TD Barry Ward and Social Democrat spokesman on Justice and Home Affairs Gary Gannon, thank you both for coming into our studio this morning. We'll be back with headlines after this.